Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Ah, come on, why are Oasis not doing Slane? Surely their cousins all live down the road. That's Laurie, who's four miles from Slane. So we've loads on Oasis. There's some anti-Oasis as well, but Paul McKeever's not anti-Oasis. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shay. How's it going?
What do you make part of your living doing?
I play the part of Noel Gallagher in an Oasis tribute band called Live Forever.
Yeah, and you will live forever on the money you're going to make now in the next year.
Don't tell too many people that.
No. You must have been waiting on tenterhooks to see if they were coming to Ireland.
Oh, no, they would have had to. The only thing is that two nights in Croke Park will not be enough. I wouldn't rule out other festivals, maybe Slane, maybe something else. They're probably just testing the water with it. But they've left plenty of space in between their dates, I've noticed. So I've no doubt that extra nights will be added.
Do you think there'll be extra nights? You think they might do Slane? We think there are more nights in Croke Park?
Who knows? They could. Well, the two nights in Croke Park confirmed there. So it's I certainly think they'll add at least one more. I mean, if Gar Brooks can do five, Oasis will do six.
Garth Brooks could have done more. He was doing eight or something like that in the first iteration.
Well, you're obviously a Garth Brooks fan, so I'll let you away with that.
I am a Garth Brooks fan. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, I know you sound it. But ironically as well, I don't know if this is by design, but it's actually tomorrow to the day that Oasis broke up 15 years ago. The 28th of August 2009 they broke up, and the 27th of August 2024 they announced a return. So
you're friendly with somebody.
Could be coincidence.
You could be, but you're friendly with somebody who knows them well.
No, I wouldn't know them well. A pal of ours who actually played in the band knows the brother pretty well, and he does be drinking with him and stuff like that. I believe he's on your Claire Bourne show after this, actually.
Well, there you go.
So yeah, you can.
Look, we're all over it today.
Oh, big time! The phone hasn't stopped. It's great. It's great news.
Well,
it's actually heartbreaking. Listen to that lady beforehand. That's very sad. And here's me coming on talking about how great things are.
Look, Tara. I spoke to Tara off air. She's a lovely lady, and she'd be the first one to say.
Condolences.
Do you know what she'd say to you? Because her dad loved music as well. She'd say, "Go off and enjoy your life. Enjoy your life, because you never know what's going to happen." Tell us. Give us a quick rundown on the band. Who's in the band?
So we are a six-piece band. On myself as Noel, obviously we the same members. We're the same amount. We're the keyboard player. The five kind of original members and the keyboard player. And we started out in October 2010, literally just playing our local pub. We didn't realise how big it would go. And it just every year it just doubled and doubled and everything. Now we're playing like big festivals. We've played massive festivals like the UB40, the Waterboys, Aslan. We've been to the UK a few times. It's gone really successful for us.
Great. So you have a big show coming up in the Ambassador for Christmas and details.
Well, the Academy, yeah. So we're now under the umbrella of MPI Artists, and they've come on board at perfect timing. And literally last week on Friday we just announced their show. We're doing a show, a Christmas show in the Academy. It'll probably be two shows in the end, but tickets on sale for that now, actually, on Ticketmaster. We have a Prodigy tribute band supporting us.
Oh,
well,
right. You're recreating the old gig. Well, that look
exactly.
That'll be even more demand than the Gallagher brothers coming to us today. So that's Paul. Paul, I have a special track for you as well.
Okay.
There you go. Happy Oasis.
Yeah.
See you, Paul McKeever. Remember, and Live Forever, Oasis fans. It's a bit of blur. Mad for it.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.